Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on the Twitch drama and YouTube drama.
Yo.
Jack didn't. Septic guy. Jack Courage did. Yeah, Jack, like I saw that he commented and then he deleted his comment, rightfully so. Like I understand, like a lot of my creator friends, you know, if you start getting backlash, like, oh, I gotta watch my brand. I understand that.
That is happening with Valkyrae in her recent release of her skincare product. It was supposed to reflect blue light, and the controversy that has gone in surrounding that and the whole community of creators involved. So first of all, let's just kind of talk about it. Valkyrae released, I think it was like about 4 days ago now, she released makeup products called Reflect. And basically the premise of the product was that it would reflect blue light that comes from different screens and monitors, and that was built into the makeup. That was the kind of gimmick they were given. And Valkyrae, I had kind of tuned into her videos and streams before. I wouldn't say I was like a Valkyrae biggest fan, but I definitely did appreciate her content. We've done an episode on her here in the podcast before. And basically, she said she had been working on this project for 2 years, and when it first kind of like was teased, she got like really excited about it, and she seemed like she was really looking forward to it. Now, then she released the product, and she was like, oh, I'm crying and all of this, but then she got a lot of congratulations. After that, trouble started to set in. Basically, people were questioning the validity of the research and claims that blue light damages your skin. Because it's one of those things that is very, not controversial, but it's kind of like a pseudoscience, I think is what many people were saying. And the fact that, you know, some studies say yes and other studies say no, but it's not really a fact. Like, it, unlike, you know, skin, with, you know, UV rays, there is no, you have to have something on blue, like, for blue light to protect your skin. Research with the eyes is much more valid in this sense, which is why a lot of people have blue light glasses, but there has been no real research to kind of validate that blue light harms the skin. So because of this, a lot of people started commenting on under her tweets and at the skincare company with kind of accusing her, pretty much just straight up accusing her of trying to scam her viewers. Because they were saying, you know, you are trying to sell your younger audience, you know, these products that are not even real and all of this. So yes, of course, you know, you're going to be probably a bit angry to see that you know, something you'd work so hard on is crumbling like this. And it wasn't just a few negative voices, I think an overwhelming amount for people. Of course, you're gonna have the few trolls here and there, but an overwhelming amount of people, including some of those in her community, were like, I'm not sure this seems right. And basically, after this had been made, some drama ensued. And drama ensued in multiple ways. For one, drama ensued with just the makeup company. Valkyrae, I think, just had a deal with approaching on how, you know, how this was going to affect the company. Should the company stay up? What should she do about it? And she went silent for a couple of days. And then later, she posted something on Twitter. It was a voice memo, and she was talking about how she was very disappointed with the company. They didn't put the studies on the website, so it seemed like that. And then said she was later going to go on stream to talk about all of this. And she did make that claim. It continued on that she also said she was going to talk about some friends in that claim, which is the other section of the drama. But we will continue with the company part first. So basically, after being accused of trying to kind of scam all of her fans, she was like, no, we did the research. I really believed in this. And I thought this was going to do well. And she was like, she kind of offloaded a bit on her company for not, like, she was like, the one thing we needed in this launch was to be backed up by, you know, the research and have it on there. I thought it was going to be on there. So, yeah. Now I have a few things probably to say about this. I have no clue about makeup. I know you guys can't see me, but I am not really a makeup person, not a makeup connoisseur. I have no idea about makeup. Now, from what I've heard and from what I know, when a company does the study themselves, one, it wasn't even posted at this point, but still, when a company does research themselves, I am always skeptical. Always. Like, when you have, you know, Coca-Cola. If Coca-Cola did research and they were like, actually, Coca-Cola is like a big preventer of heart disease, you would kind of be like, I'm not sure that may be the most unbiased research. You know? That would be your thought process. So, you would probably be a little hesitant there. Now, that was in a very extreme measure, but there are still other things that you would get skeptical on. Like when a toothpaste brand was like, oh, actually, we are proven to be Colgate. It's like, we are proven to be better than Crest. And then it's like, Colgate researched that. You're like, I think you probably would repeat it again until you were proven to be better than Crest. Or find the example, the study, whatever experiment you could to find where you were better at Crest at. And that's what I think is wrong with that as defense. And Valkyrie, as much... Now, I want to say a couple of other things. One, I don't think Valkyrie had the intention of scamming children. I think that she probably believed that blue light was harming the skin and that this makeup would reflect it. I think if you do have probably people who would pitch this makeup company and people in your team saying, no, this is going to work out. No, this could actually, like, you know, help people with this blue light problem. You know, you'd go along with it. Now, I think it's very easy to fall into that. I mean, she definitely still has some of the blame for maybe not having a more level head. But that it is very easy to fall into that type of thing. So I do understand how she may have got to that position. Now, the one thing that I kind of disagree with, in this sense, is she said she was not doing anything for the money. Now, that, it rubs me the wrong way. Because it is one thing if you said, I had no intention of ever trying to scam my fans. You're like, okay, yeah, I don't think you did. But if you said you are starting a company without any intention or thought of money, that, I'm sorry, but from my perspective, that does seem a bit, you know, it's not the best defense. Because in my mind, anytime someone starts a company, even if they are passionate about their company, there is some gratitude to, it's different. When you go out and you do a hobby, right? And you're like, oh, you know, when I first started doing comedy, that's because I loved it, right? Right. And when you started comedy, most comics don't get, like, any money in the beginning. So you can start that out without intending to get money. But this makeup company wasn't, like, a non-profit. It was always going to be profitable, so I don't think that you can say that money wasn't part of the process. You may be passionate about makeup and thought you were doing a good thing, which is totally fair in combination with money, but money was definitely part of that thought process. And I believe that. Now, the second thing that was kind of a misstep was the friends. Basically, the issues was, you know, when you have a friend that makes a misstep, and Pokey and Toast kind of both talked about this on the Offline TV podcast, but when you have a friend that makes such a misstep, it's difficult to separate, you know, that business and pleasure. you know, because you have your friends and then you have business. You want to make sure that you're, although you want to defend your friend, that's also in combination with keeping, you know, your brand. You don't want to, you know, throw yourself and your whole career under the bus on someone else's, like, sinking ship. So I think that's a difficult place for people. And some people who were initially kind of supported went totally back, like Hassan, I think, initially supported, then went on to say Call the Blue Light a gimmick over and over and over, which he may have always believed, but I don't think it was the most eloquently done. Pokey took a route that was more supporting from behind, you know, in the DMs, but then to kind of criticize Valkyrae on some things. And then Jacksepticeye posted a tweet and then ended up deleting a tweet, and that ends up turning into something greater. So, like, Kuno, Toast, a lot of other people have commented on it. Now, the thing that Valkyrae misstepped here is she publicly named people in the stream where she went to talk about it. Now, she didn't... She started and she named people who did reach out. And it was, like, people like Sydney, Leslie Foosley, as you might know her, and other people like that. And yeah, it is all, like, fine and good if you want to shout out friends, but in shouting out few people, there is a notable absence of others. People who do seem like they are your close friends and don't say anything. Like, she didn't mention Pokey, and a lot of people, you know, talked about that Pokey did not reach out and started a bit of drama. And what I would say is kind of a nail in, maybe not the nail in the coffin, but something that really just, she later realizes this mistake. But as a streamer, the fact that she didn't realize this while she was saying this threw me off. I know this must have been an emotional time to see, you know, this 2-year project go down the drain. But she said, oh yeah, I saw that Jack, referring to Jacksepticeye, yeah, he, like, you know, made a tweet then deleted it, which I totally get, but I saw that he did that. Now, you are publicly calling someone out on deleting the tweet. She said she didn't realize that, like, what she was causing by saying that, and that they now resolved it, but jeez, guys, like, that is rough. Like, that seems, I'm sorry, but publicly calling someone out is never really good when treating your own wounds, when giving your own apologies. You are then shifting the blame to people who didn't reach out and someone who deleted the tweet by name. And that is a step where it feels like, okay, yes, maybe some friends weren't the bigger man and reached out. Maybe some friends possibly revoked their tweet, which is not the nicest move. But understandable in some sense, but not the nicest move. But it is up to you then, if you are getting angry at this, to be the bigger man yourself and not mention it. That's my opinion, at least. I know it may be very difficult with all this emotion and feel like, you know, your world is crumbling. But that sucks. Now, with the end of this, I think a lot of things have been resolved, first of all. But I do probably think there's something unresolved. But Valkyrae has deleted all her tweets about Reflect from her Twitter, and I don't know if the company site is still up. She seemed to actually then, she must have had to go to lawyers and her team for this, so speed, it makes sense. But I don't see much of the traces of the company on where I looked. But yeah, it went from, like, people being like, oh my god, Ray, your product is going to be in Ulta, to, you know, that drama happening. So I think that was definitely difficult for Valkyrae to handle and understandable within the Twitch community. And yeah, I think that probably the way to combat this is in the future is, I would say, don't ever do your own studies, and be careful if you do have a younger audience. Now, 2020 hindsight, obviously. But it was definitely a difficult situation. And in other company news, Pokey today actually started her own talent management company, which apparently is different from an agency, which I'm not really sure what the difference is. I wouldn't be able to tell you that, but she founded this company called RTS, which means kind of like real-time strategy. It's a play on that. And it is a, I'll read, you know, the quick little blurb. Company sets course to fix the gaming and esports industry, chiefly around evolving the content, or evolving the creator business model, avoiding bad brand deals. Oh, that seems rather wrong considering recent circumstances, and developing sound esports strategies. So that's all sick, yeah. I think that's super cool and good for her. And you know, some companies, not all YouTuber companies, are bad. Like Jack's coffee company doing incredibly well. There's definitely a way to succeed there. Cloak also doing well. And I think that's all really, really cool. So I think we are getting to the end of this podcast. Sorry for I'll give you a little explanation. Sorry for the quick episode and the fact that it's on a Wednesday. Basically, a few things. College deadlines are happening, and I had a little time here, so I thought I'd record one. I actually have been researching for an episode on Mumbo Jumbo, but I wanted to give that the time it deserves. I also think I'm going to give the reviews the time they deserve, so I'll probably leave that to this coming Sunday. But I also, my setup was a little different, because I got a mic arm now. We've upgraded. I've been doing this podcast for a while, and I now have a mic arm, which is really cool. I had a small stand that I had to, like, lean over before, but now I can actually, like, relax and go all the way to the back of my chair back here, or get really close to my computer all the way here. It's pretty sick, so I'm happy about that. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. I'm glad I got this episode. Bye.